sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Friday, August 22nd, 2025 edition. Yesterday, the House failed by 4 votes to adopt a legislative referendum that would have put on the ballot for next year a constitutional amendment that would automatically stop and would withhold the pay of the governor as well as the state legislators, both in the House and in the Senate, if they didn't pass a budget for future upcoming fiscal years by July 1st statutory deadline. The entire Republican caucus voted in favor of HJRM, but enough Democrats either stayed off the board for voting or voted no to prevent the measure from earning the two-thirds support needed for passage. It needed 74 votes in the House, and it only got 70. The language, quote, all general appropriation bills, end quote, would need to be enacted by July 1st or the lawmakers' salaries would have been suspended. Once a budget is passed, they would receive their back pay rather than completely missing out on the pay that they would have received. HJRM was put forth by State Representative Jamie Thompson, Republican of Brownstown, in manifestation of what Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan proposed earlier this summer when the legislators missed the July 1st statutory deadline. Well, House Majority Leader Speaker Matt Hall, in his afternoon press conference, credited Duggan with the idea and said without the provision, Democrats in the Senate simply walked away. If there was a provision saying that if politicians didn't have a budget done by statutory deadline, I would have gotten a deal done by July 1st, Hall said. Well, in her floor speech, Thompson said the current July 1st statutory deadline has no penalty or enforcement mechanism. And making this a constitutional amendment would enforce the deadline. Very simply, if there's a delay, there's no pay. Well, before the resolution HJRM was put on the board yesterday, Democrats went into caucus and the Republicans put forth the resolution on the board and kept it open until the Democrats came out of caucus. They left the room. They weren't going to vote at all. Well, they went into caucus and then eventually had to come out. And when they did, the vote was still on the board. All the Republican 58 voted for it. Some Democrats, 16 of them, was required to get it to 74. Well, they only got 12. And it ended up only getting 70 votes when, again, it needed 74. We're going to talk a little bit about that process with our next guest sponsor, Tristan Cole, former House Majority Floor Leader. Short break. We'll be right back.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Folks out there that own firearms are looking to buy a new or used gun or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. Joining us on the line is my Farm Bureau insurance agent in Bel Air, Michigan. Tristan Cole is on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Randy.
Hey, Tristan, I just did a MERS news story. House Joint Resolution M was put on the board in the House yesterday, And according to the MERS news story, this would have been a legislative referendum that legislators can do by putting something on the ballot themselves. And this would have caused a constitutional amendment to our Constitution that no paychecks to the governor and legislators if future budgets weren't passed by that rule you guys came up with, July 1st, statutory deadline. Now, that happened after, I believe, Gretchen Whitmer was in the governor's seat in 2019. Mm-hmm. But it was just a statutory deadline. It was like a rule, but it really didn't have any teeth or enforcement to it.
Correct. That's what it was. It was a rule with no enforcement that the legislature and the governor would attempt to pass that budget by July 1st.
Okay, so with not having any enforcement or penalties attached to it, mm-hmm. this year it just came and gone. And, you know, Speaker Matt Hall, you know, just basically ignored it because he couldn't get a deal with mm-hmm. Winnie Brinks and the governor for the road funding and a couple of other things. So mm-hmm. how was it then? Because it said here, according to the story, it needed 74 votes in the House. Would that had passed, they only got 70. Had it passed but with the 74 votes, would that had to gone to the Senate for approval, or would it automatically have gone on the ballot?
Oh, you're really testing me here.
I can't remember. In the Constitution.
I can't remember, but I don't want to give you wrong information. I don't know. Right off the top of my head, I'm not sure.
Right.
In some cases, it may need to go through the Senate and a supermajority in both chambers, but not the governor.
Right, that's what it is.
I believe that's what it is.
It is, because Hall said this, and I didn't understand this statement. Speaker Hall credited Mike Duggan with the idea, because Mike Duggan proposed it earlier this summer mm-hmm. when he said, if I'm the next governor, if they don't pass a budget, I'm going to stop their paychecks. And that's mm-hmm. kind of mm-hmm. where the resolution came from. But then he went on to say, quote, Democrats in the Senate walked away. So evidently it wasn't going to pass in the Senate anyway, and then bypass the governor for signature. It would have just gone on the ballot. I think you're right. I think that's the way it works. So
yeah, there's a way that there's several maneuvers where you get around the governor, but it takes super majorities. These maneuvers are very, very difficult to do.
Yes. Yeah.
No matter what the topic is, the problem I had with the vote was the people that didn't vote.
Right.
It's you know, have some intestinal fortitude to either vote yes or no, but you don't get to just do nothing.
Right. Yeah.
You're elected in a representative republic to make a decision, red or green, yes or no, and you might not like either choice, but you need to make a choice. That's what the folks elected you to do.
Yeah. The story says enough Democrats either stayed off the voting board or voted mm-hmm. no to prevent it. So, mm-hmm. got it.
Yeah, they really should do something about people that aren't showing up to work, you know, elected officials that aren't coming to committee, that aren't you know, there in the chambers to vote.
Yeah. Yeah.
To me, that's a bigger deal than you know, this, for example.
Right. Well, one thing that the legislature did that they came up with many, many, many years ago is they put forward a statute, was signed into law by some governor. I don't know exactly when, but it had to do with workmen's compensation insurance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And do you know anything about the history of that first before we dive actually into it?
No, not the history, but this can get really messy really fast for business owners. If they're hiring, you know, if they employ, you know, strictly, you know, immediate family members, a lot of times they do not need a work comp policy, but it's still probably better to have one because workers' compensation insurance is not intended to be a health insurance plan for a family. So a lot of times they're not eligible when it's immediate family. However, once you have employees, you're required by the state of Michigan to have workers' compensation. And there's some of our folks out there will say, well, no, they only hire independent contractors, so they don't need workers' comp. Well, there's a gray area there. And you can Google up, it's fact sheet 155, from the state of Michigan. And it's a 20 factor test and to find out if you have an employee or a subcontractor and you're not required to carry workers' compensation insurance. So I would encourage your listeners to Google that and do the 20-question test to if they need workers' compensation coverage or not. But basically, if the employer controls when, where, and how and trains and is, you know, mostly the exclusive place that the individual works, the subcontractor works, they're considered an employee. And if that employee gets hurt and the employer does not have a workers' compensation policy in place, that employer is likely going to be on the hook for the remainder of that injury, the full cost of that injury, and any ripple effect that injury causes in that individual's life. So, for example, you know, if it's a contractor, person falls off a ladder and breaks their back and is paralyzed, can't continue with their duties as a contractor, as a builder, that contractor could be sued for lost wages for the rest of that individual's life.
Maybe.
And all of the medical bills that are associated with that. This is serious stuff, and it will crush a business if not taking care of these policies.
Let me ask you this question, because we, in office environments, for years have been dealing with this situation. Our background, of course, is real estate and mortgage brokering and things like that. Everybody's an independent contractor. Come and go as you please. The broker can't tell you what to do, when to do it. Even meetings are optional. They're not mandatory. To define that independent contractor status to make sure it's very clear we're not employees to the brokers. But let me ask you this question. I even had a situation where the lady called me and I said, call Tristan, because I'm not even sure. She wanted her kitchen to be remodeled. She wanted new countertops. She wanted new cabinets. She wanted a new oven and stove. Well, she evidently found somebody in I don't know how, online or the old-fashioned yellow pages, which I don't even think they make anymore. But she got a hold of this contractor, this company. He came in, sat down with her at the kitchen table, showed her, you know, different samples to choose from, gave her a bid. A couple of other contractors did as well. She chose this one. Well, just like you said, one of the workers twisted his ankle, fell down the steps. There's a couple of steps going up into her kitchen area, and coming in with tools and a ladder and some other things, slipped, twisted his ankle, and fell. Well, come to find out, evidently, the contractor, the company, didn't have workman's compensation insurance on this guy, and now she gets a letter in the mail from this guy's attorney that they want her to pay his medical bills.
Explain
that process.
That's going to come back to some of your liability coverages, medical payments to others, different coverages on your house. This can get real messy really quick, and I want to make sure I'm real careful and I don't give wrong information or imply wrong information on this. This is why liability coverage is so important, because if somebody gets hurt on your property, and obviously this contractor didn't have the workers' comp coverage, or that employee or subcontractor that probably was exclusively working for him would have been able to go back on that work comp policy and get those medical bills taken care of.
Got it. Because he didn't, that's why she got a letter from the attorney.
Correct. So, for example, here in my office, here in Bel Air, Etta works for me. I have a workers' comp policy. Okay? I have one employee, and it happens to be my daughter, but she doesn't live with me. You know, she's got her own house.
Sure.
But I still carry a workers' comp policy. And because it's office work, it's not dangerous. It's really, really inexpensive. But if you're a contractor out there, the cost per thousand is a lot higher because it's a lot riskier job. So workers' comp is not a one-size-fits-all as far as cost goes. There's codes and ratings based on what the job description and the duties of the employees are. And every year, there's an audit that's done. It is so important that people who have workers' comp policies, do those and complete those audits to make sure they're paying the accurate and appropriate amounts. Because what will happen is if you have 10 employees and one is super high risk and one is super low risk, if you don't do the audit, all 10 of your employees, are you're going to pay for them all at the very high risk. They're going to take the highest amount and run them all at that, at your payroll. And so you need to complete that audit and say, yep, we did 40 hours here, 30 hours here, three employees do this. And because there's different dollar figures attached to each job description.
Wow. It sounds pretty complicated.
It is. Once you're used to doing it, it's not bad.
Okay.
But it is daunting. It is complicated. But it is something that will protect an employer from certain bankruptcy with their company.
Sure, absolutely. Well, one of the things that I know, as you have said many times on the show, you ask a lot of questions, you get all this answered, and then you submit this to your underwriters so that you're making sure you're quoting exactly what they need as well as the cost. You're accurate. You're not going to just write a policy and then have to amend it later.
That's correct. And with some of these more complicated, if you've got, 20, 30 employees, this does get complicated. It is time consuming and there are changes all the time. And Farm Bureau, I have access to our commercial service center. That's all they do for me is my commercial changes. I submit things to them on a daily, sometimes throughout the day, a daily basis. To add vehicles to a business auto policy, to add a new piece of equipment. They're renting a piece of equipment for my commercial clients. And my commercial clients can also go straight to the commercial service center. It's like an extension of their agent, and all they do is commercial. They don't do life insurance. They don't do home and autos. They don't do, I'm putting a new roof on my house. They don't do any of that. It's all certificates of insurance, workers' comp stuff. It is business auto changes, all of those kinds of things. It's really fabulous, the service that Farm Bureau offers.
Excellent. Well, again, I'm going to give out his phone number in Bel Air, Michigan. Of course, he can handle the entire state because he is licensed in the state of Michigan. Phone number in Bel Air is 231-533-6488. 89, as his website is his name, TristanCole.com, that will take you directly to his office in Bel Air as well. Just text me TC. I've set the folder up in my phone. If you text me TC, it will auto reply back with all this screenshot of this information. Give him a call if you have any questions. Give him a call and talk to him about an insurance checkup. He's willing to do that for our listeners as well. So, final thoughts, Tristan, before I let you go for today.
Insurance is complicated. It can be overwhelming. I want to try to simplify that for folks and help them have a better understanding of what they're paying for. So they're getting what they're paying for and they're not insurance poor or overinsured, but more importantly, they're not underinsured. And I would just encourage people to get out and have a great weekend here in Northern Michigan. We're coming into my favorite time of year, into fall, and just get out and enjoy the farm stands and enjoy your families.
Yeah, the peaches are coming into being ripe, finally. So
they are. Peaches, apricots, nectarines. We're going to have apples real soon, the early varieties. There's everything is just popping in Northern Michigan. Get out and enjoy it.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. We appreciate the information.
Thanks, Randy.
Bomb the Hour news break of hour number three. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.